Layer 612. What's in the study? Starting at the far right, 2 8-feet-wide built-in bookcases with 3 tall glass-paned doors are located at each end of the 20-feet wall. Wooden cabinets with pull-out bookrest tables complete the cabinets from the chair rail on down. A dark-stained wooden writing desk with an additional 5-feet-tall glassed-in bookcase sits between the 2 built-in units. In the far back right-hand corner of the study, about 8 feet out from the corner, is FDR's desk on a 45-degree angle. A metal-wheeled wooden wheelchair with an ashtray attached to the right side of the seat pan sits halfway between you and the desk on a Persian rug that covers almost the entire room. On the far back wall hangs a large portrait of a U.S. destroyer over another smaller dark wooden bookcase between 2 8-feet-tall windows dressed with draperies and valances decorated with depictions of eagles. A portrait of Sarah Delano Roosevelt is displayed in the back left corner. Coming around to the left is a 3rd window, then a large fireplace ringed in white tile with hand-drawn images in blue of fish, whales, and small mammals. A clock and several urns adorn the mantel under a portrait of a harbor at sunset. An overstuffed chair and a love seat sit on either side of the fireplace. About 6 feet to the left along the glass wall, in the far left-hand corner of the study, is a small circular end table with a framed photo collage of 5 pictures of FDR's dog, Fala. The study walls are painted in pastel green and blue. On a panel labeled, "What's in the study?" text reads, "President Roosevelt designed this room for his own use. He selected and arranged the furniture, pictures, and other objects you see here. Many are personal treasures, gifts from friends and relatives, family pieces, or mementos from his travels. They reflect his varied interests, including his love of family history and his passion for sailing in the United States Navy. The study remains almost precisely as FDR left it on his last visit here on March 28, 1945. Items of special interest. Wheelchair. The president used this wheelchair during his frequent visits to the library. It is one of several built to his specifications. He had workers cut the legs off of an ordinary wooden chair and mount it to a custom-designed chassis. Note the swivel-mounted ashtray on the right side. FDR spent relatively little time in his wheelchair. It was used to transport him between destinations. He would typically sit in one of the chairs arranged in this room. Painting above the mantel. This painting of an Italian harbor at sunset is attributed to Claude Lorraine, 1600 to 1682. FDR's godmother, Eleanor Blodgett, gave it to him in 1923. Portrait of Sarah Delano Roosevelt. In 1940, the president's mother commissioned this portrait by Douglas Shandor, 1897 to 1953, expressly for this room. Draperies and valances. The draperies and valances are reproductions of the originals made for this room in 1941 by workers at the Norfolk, Virginia Works Progress Administration, WPA, craft project. Painting behind FDR's desk. The large painting behind FDR's desk depicts the destroyer USS Dyer. The Dyer carried Assistant Secretary of the Navy Franklin Roosevelt to Europe for an inspection trip in 1918. Shortly after that trip, FDR commissioned this painting by Charles E. Rattan, 1884 to 1939. It depicts Roosevelt's arrival in the harbor of Ponta Delgada, Azores, in July 1918. Chippendale chair. The Chippendale chair with needlepoint seat cover to the left of FDR's desk once belonged to Benjamin Chu, Chief Justice of the Provincial Court of Pennsylvania. It was given to FDR by his cousin, Margaret L. Suckley, a Chu descendant. Suckley assisted the president with the furnishing of his study. Urn. The urn on the bookcase to the left of FDR's desk was once owned by Elizabeth Chu, daughter of Benjamin Chu, Chief Justice of the Provincial Court of Pennsylvania. It was given to FDR by his cousin, Margaret L. Suckley, a Chu descendant. FDR's desk. This desk is a copy of the one used by FDR in this room. The original desk, a replica of one once owned by George Washington, was removed by FDR's son, James, after the president's death. Roosevelt purchased that desk in 1918 for President Woodrow Wilson while he was serving as Wilson's Assistant Secretary of the Navy. It was part of a set of furnishings FDR brought to outfit Wilson's quarters aboard the USS George Washington, the ship Wilson used to travel to Europe to attend the Versailles Peace Conference at the end of World War I. Years later, when the ship's furnishings were auctioned off, FDR purchased the desk. He later installed it in this room. Books. The books in the room are part of FDR's personal library of over 22,000 volumes. He personally selected the volumes to be stored here. Persian carpet. This carpet, woven in Isfahan, was presented to President Roosevelt by the Shah of Iran at the Tehran Conference in November 1943. FDR's secretary desk. An excellent example of late federal or classical furniture, this desk was made in New York in the early 19th century. After FDR's death, his son, James, inherited the desk. It was later acquired by Donald W. Stern, an antiques dealer. In 2011, thanks to the generosity of Mr. Stern, the Roosevelt Institute, and William J. Vanden Heuvel, it was donated to the Roosevelt Library and returned to its place in FDR's study. You'll now be automatically redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.